A court in Equatorial Guinea has found 11 foreign mercenaries guilty of attempting to stage a coup in Africa's third-largest oil exporter. The men received sentences ranging from 1 to 34 years, and the head of the military court said the court would continue to pursue charges against foreign businessmen for financing the coup plot. Those businessmen include the son of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the island capital of Malabo.
Heavily armed soldiers outnumbered the prisoners by more than 2 to 1 as a military convoy delivered the defendants to the tribunal. The courtroom is actually a small convention center with plush red velvet seats that's being used as the venue for this trial. The 8 South Africans and 6 Armenians looked pale, unshaven, and miserable as they shuffled in leg irons into the hall. Several had stuffed pieces of cloth or toilet paper around the shackles to keep the metal from cutting into their ankles. Prosecutors claim the 14 men were the advance party of a small mercenary army that planned to kill President Teodoro Obiang and install exiled opposition leader Severo Moto. Severo Moto was found guilty in absentia and sentenced to 63 years in prison, including 50 years of hard labor and a $4 million fine. Nick DeToy, the alleged leader of the men on trial here, was facing the death penalty. He received a reduced sentence of 34 years. 6 Armenian pilots and 4 former members of the apartheid-era South African Defense Forces received terms ranging from 12 to 24 years. 3 South Africans were acquitted. All the men claimed to be innocent. Last week in court, they described being hung upside down by their leg chains and being beaten until they confessed. State prosecutor Jose Olobono says all of the accused had military backgrounds and freely admitted to their roles in the plot. Bono says none of the men on trial were tortured, and he says Nick DeToy recently claimed that his defense lawyer had DeToy make up the torture allegations because the prosecution's case against him was so strong. More than 60 additional South Africans and a former British SAS officer are currently being held in Zimbabwe on immigration and weapons charges related to the coup plot. In March, their private Boeing 727 stopped in Harare to pick up a consignment of guns and explosives. The men, many of whom have military and mercenary backgrounds, say they were on their way to work as security guards at a mine in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Prosecutors here say the men were the main mercenary force that was going to oust Equatorial Guinea's president. Prosecutor Obono says the accused, in their signed confessions, produced a list of 14 international financiers who backed the coup. The list includes Mark Thatcher, the son of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, Geoffrey Archer, the former chairman of the British Conservative Party and a best-selling author, and Eli Khalil, a Lebanese oil tycoon. Obono says the main reason for the coup was to gain control of Equatorial Guinea's oil. Currently, this country of 500,000 people pumps 350,000 barrels of crude a day, making it the third largest petroleum exporter on the continent. In addition to oil, Equatorial Guinea is known for its human rights record, which is one of the worst in Africa. President Teodoro Obiang came to power by staging a military coup of his own in 1979. Obiang's uncle had ruled the tiny nation ever since it gained independence from Spain in 1968. Obiang ousted his uncle, had him executed, and has ruled the country ever since. Lawyers for the men convicted today say they will appeal the verdicts. In the meantime, they remain held and they claim permanently shackled at Black Beach Prison inside President Obiang's compound by the sea. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Malabo, Equatorial Guinea.